Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Matt Seeds from Inspired IT. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, tell us a little bit about Inspired IT.
Yeah, we started sort of about 19, 20 months ago in February 2016. And I saw a niche in the market for small to medium-sized businesses around managed IT services and Office 365.
Okay, so tell us, what are managed services?
Managed services are fixed IT support and costs for small to medium-sized businesses and obviously larger businesses. It just allows businesses to have a budget in their IT. So when you get to a certain size in business, costs can obviously increase quite massively, but managed services allow you to budget for IT services.
Okay, so how does it work?
You can base it on per hardware or per server, but I base it on per user.
Okay, so you're sort of saying it's a monthly fee, that sort of thing?
Yeah, a monthly fee, and that inclusive of, depending on what plan you go on, remote support, on-site support, backups, antivirus, malware, and maybe possibly cheaper project hourly fees as well.
So what are some things in terms of IT that are often overlooked by business owners?
Security, particularly around sort of up-to-date antivirus software, patching for Windows servers. So, I mean, there was obviously a recent security risk of NHS in the UK, and that was purely because it was on an old OS, Windows XP, that hadn't been patched because it's out of date. Companies need to patch and have up-to-date security and then backups as well.
So what is patching?
So every sort of month Microsoft release security patches. So it's just a fix or a vulnerability in a OS or a software, mm-hmm. And it just fixes that leak so someone couldn't hack it.
Okay, so a little band-aid over it.
It just repairs it, so someone's found a vulnerability in it, and it could put a risk to your business and your machine and your data.
Okay, so you mentioned that security is one of the top things we need to be aware of. Having managed services, that takes care of all of that?
Yes, it does, yeah. So we patch on a regular basis. We're able to report on each of the machines if they're patched and if there's been any antivirus but that hasn't been patched or it's out of date, and also it allows monitoring of the machines and people's access as well.
So you mentioned on a regular basis. How regular?
We patch our servers once a month, mm-hmm. And then workstations once a week. So if there's any patches that are missed, they're scheduled in and are rebooted.
Is that what business owners should be doing, weekly and then monthly?
It's what I recommend. So patches for workstations are just easier to do on a weekly basis. They only do get released once a month generally, but it's just easier to do it once a week because they're generally smaller and it keeps the workstations up to date.
Would there be any instance where you would need to patch more regularly?
Yeah, sometimes there's a vulnerability and Microsoft will release a special vulnerability or a security. Then we just patch that straight away and yeah.
And that's why it's important to have someone like you on board, because it's not going to be one of those emails that's missed or those alerts that's missed.
Yeah, absolutely. I said that businesses get to a certain size where they need to focus on their business and then calling us as a trusted sort of partner. Mm. And with a lot of experience in the industry, it allows you to focus on your business and to grow your business.
Mm, okay, so that the security was the top thing that business owners need to be aware of. What's the next level underneath that?
Just utilising technology. I believe I'm a big believer of using technology to enable the business. There's a lot of different products out there. And a few years ago, there would be one way of doing things. Now there's 101 ways to do things. Mm-hmm. So it's just finding out what works best for you and the business.
Mm, so that's where you come in. You can get to know the business owner and how it works. Yep. And a bit like a broker, really.
Almost, yeah. I mean, I've sort of had 18, 19 years IT experience now supporting small to medium-sized businesses. So I've gone in, I've seen a whole host of different setups, way people work, and it's finding what the best is. So I go down and speak to the business owner, look at their plan for now, 3 years, 5 years, and then we can align the IT around that.
Mm, okay, now there's some exciting things coming up in the world of IT, and Office 365 is one of them.
Yeah, I love Office 365. My background is a lot of Microsoft products, and Office 365 has had massive growth over the last sort of five years. And for me, it's where small businesses and larger businesses should be. There's a lot of things that are happening certainly over the next year, which are really, I love it. And trying to keep up to date with it is sometimes hard work. But for businesses, I think it's a great product to have.
So what's happening right now, and what's one of the greatest benefits of Office 365 for business owners right now?
Yeah, I mean, the initial thing is to move email into the cloud. So you don't have on-site Exchange servers, and that removes the requirement to backup, patch, the hardware on site as well. And then with SharePoint, so you can store your all your files and your data in SharePoint online and then synchronize those onto the workstations as well. So again, for some businesses, that removes the requirement for on-site servers.
So for our listeners who are not really IT savvy, what is SharePoint?
SharePoint is it's a file structure, or you can store your files in the cloud and access it via the web. Recently, Microsoft were able to link that in with OneDrive, so we could sync the files to the local desktops. Mm-hmm. So that basically allows you to access your files anywhere and then sync it to everyone else's machines as well. So you can access your files via your mobile devices, your iPads, your tablets, and also from your work machine as well. So it allows you to work anywhere, which obviously is a good thing and a bad thing, but it allows a lot more flexibility.
So apart from that availability and flexibility, there's also a bit of a cost component from not having to have a physical server now.
Yeah, absolutely. So generally, sort of hardware lasts 3 to 5 years. So allowing with Office 365 is subscription based. So you can it's a monthly fee for that. So you know from a expenditure on a staffing cost that you know if you bring in a new staff member, it's going to cost this amount. And then that is a reoccurring fee, no matter how long they're there for. And then you get access to all the latest updates as well and functionality.
So what is, it can be a monthly, yearly subscription for Office 365?
What? Yes, you can, yeah.
Yeah? What does it sort of work out to be? Are there different levels?
There's different plans, yeah. So there's a whole host of different plans, and it's trying to find the best one that works for you. Mm. Predominantly, Business Premium is the go-to for really seats up to 300. So seats is staff members up to 300 users. Mm-hmm. And then that works out around about $16 per user per month. That includes like your email, your SharePoint, Skype for Business, SharePoint, OneDrive. There's a whole host of different applications. And then also your Office as well, your Office application. So you get your subscription for that to install on your local machines.
See, that's a much better option than, thousands of dollars on a physical server.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A few years ago, you'd have to buy Office outright, and it would be between, depending on what version, be $600 to $800 per user. And then you'd have to renew that every 3 years, say, to get the access to the newer version. So now it's just a rolling monthly fee, and it allows you, you don't have no CapEx, and it also keeps you up to date with your software as well.
All right, fabulous. Is there anything else our listeners should know that they don't know?
Just back up your software or back up your data. I meet so many businesses that don't manage and back up their data. There's so many viruses out there and vulnerabilities, and staff are the weakest link. So you could have the most secure system in the world. A staff member just clicks on an email and it can encrypt your data. So I do come across a lot of new clients that aren't monitoring their backups. It's just one thing. It's just please back up your data. If you do get infected and you get your data encrypted. I can't remember the higher percentage. I think it was 80% of businesses that get encrypted data from virus. They go out. They're out of business within a year.
So is that right?
Yeah. So it's a really high number. I can't remember the specific number, but it's a scary number.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Wow. So how often should we be backing up then?
Depending on your requirements. I mean, I'd say a minimum of once a day. But we back up different intervals. So sometimes it's every hour. Sometimes it's 6 times a day. So it's depending on the user requirements and how the recovery plan that you require.
Mm-hmm. And in how many different areas should we be backing up to?
Again, it all depends on your systems. So again, your files are like Word documents, email are all crucial. So you may need to recover that at different points. So you need to back up that. And then obviously if it's a server, you need to back up not just the files, but also the image of the server as well. So that allows you to recover your data very easily and your servers.
So if you're a bit overwhelmed listening to all this, you need to give Matt a call. So how do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can ring on 086142 8221 or email info@inspired-it.com.au.
And a website?
Yep, it's www.inspired-it.com.au.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Matt Seeds from Inspired IT.